I was thinking the other day when I was watching the NASCAR race, and as they begin to start getting ready for the race, and the cars come up, and there's a little arrow down on the track, and they have to choose which side they want to be on, either the bottom part of the track or the top part. Now, that's a simple way of saying, well, you got to choose. But don't we always have time where we got to choose one thing or another? And I want to talk about that because of the scripture we're reading today with the Mary Martha and how people spend their time with Jesus. And I think sometimes we got to choose to be able to say, yeah, I want to spend time with Jesus, or I want to spend time with my friends, I want to go to church, but I want to go to the football game. And so we choose. But today I want to talk about the fact that Jesus was asked to settle an argument between two sisters. One of the sisters felt like she wanted to clean the house and serve Jesus a good dinner, while the other sister wanted to know that all she could and learn from Jesus and sit at his feet and listen. Well, having a clean house is certainly important, and cooking a good meal is important. I think we'd all agree about that. But I wonder which was the most important. And if you had a choice between listening to Jesus and serving him a good meal, which one would you take? Both of them. That's what I think. Yeah. Well, that's what making the right choice is all about. But, you know, you heard me say I like the buts and the ifs. Now, Jesus said that the one sister who learned was making the right choice by spending time and learning and loving and understand him. But that was the most important choice above anything else. And the rest of the things, the preparing the meal and all that, can come after they sit and listen to Jesus. Well, they make a choice, right? And we have. And there's some people that around the church, they come around the church and they think about church, but they don't worship God. They think that they're serving God just by doing. Well, you need to take time. The scripture in the Psalm says, be still and know that I am God. So making a choice to sit and listen to scriptures and to be able to prepare our spiritual life, it's not easy sometimes to choose, but we got to choose. And it's a hard lesson. And the one that we might learn from many times is a good thing to choose. Choose to follow Jesus and never forget that we have the opportunity, but we also have the opportunity not to. So the choice is ours, and I hope and pray you choose Jesus.